New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist, Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis with Andrea Donsky. So glad you're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. Before we bring in our wonderful guest, Andrea, why don't you tell us who this month's sponsor is?
Absolutely. So without our sponsors, we wouldn't be able to bring a Naturally Savvy podcast to you. And by the way, we appreciate and we're very grateful for all your downloads. Nature Clean has been making chemical-free cleaning products for many, many years, since 1963. And their ingredients are naturally derived from plants and minerals. Approved by the USDA, all of their products are vegan and not tested on animals. You can learn more about Nature Clean and their incredible cleaning products at natureclean.ca.
So when I was growing up, I was like the junk food queen, especially because maybe I was a kid. So maybe I'd be a princess, but I was really into junk food, mostly because my mother wouldn't let me have it. And so what I've done with my daughter is I try to do, you know, like Andrea has in her wonderful book, Unjunk Your Junk Food. You get a better version without artificial colors, artificial flavors, hydrogenated oils and this and that. And I found that if, you know, there's this hard balance of I want to get processed food out of her diet, but I find it so challenging. And so we have a wonderful guest today. Julie Relevant is joining us now. She's a health journalist, content marketing writer, copywriter, and founder of JulieRelevant.com, where she teaches parents how to raise healthy kids who crave healthy foods. Julie, we need help. I need help. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really am excited. So raising kids, you know, especially when they're young, we're all about the convenience foods and what's easy and quick and can be thrown in a lunchbox or taken in a diaper bag. It's a big problem. I see so many parents toting goldfish all day long, and it just, you know, we can't do it anymore.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I mean, that's something I didn't do, as a matter of fact. I made my daughter's baby food. I always had her eating whole foods. But it's as she's gotten older. She's 15 now. She still has never had fast food, I will say. And every time we drive by McDonald's, she's like, Mom, that is so gross, that factory farm meat and those chemicals. I would never eat that. Mm-hmm. But then she begs me to buy her a Twix bar, you know. So it's like, it's not 100%, but it's better than a lot.
That's funny. Absolutely. Yeah, and it's all about striking that balance for sure. You know, I mean, I do let my kids have some processed foods, but it's a treat. So they know the difference. They know that we eat mostly whole, fresh foods.
Yeah, and I think it's also the type of process. Like, for example, you know, I have three kids, and Unjunk Your Junk Food wasn't about so much not giving them. It was about making those healthier choices. And I think for many of us, it becomes overwhelming of like, okay, well, there's nothing I could feed my kids, or there's nothing I could eat myself. And when we understand what is in the foods that we're eating, like high fructose corn syrup, like food coloring, like artificial flavors, like artificial sweeteners and gum, right? So that's where it becomes making those healthier choices of, well, you can't, it's not necessarily that you can't have, you know, it's Halloween, you can't have, or, you know, not right now, but when it's Halloween, you can't have those candies. Well, why don't we try to take those artificial flavors out and make those healthier choices? And I think that's the important part about it, is not letting our kids feel deprived, but rather giving them that foundation of having them make healthier choices. And what's so interesting, Julie and Lisa, is that I now, you know, I was always very, and I just had this conversation several times this weekend, is I was always this very hardcore mom of like bringing my own red peppers to birthday parties. And what happens is that when we deprive children, they're going to rebel. So I think it's finding that happy medium of, you know, what that process is. So if it's the healthier option, it's the organic version, it's the non-GMO version, there are other things that we can do to have them still feel like they're not missing out, but at the same time, having them eat that healthier food.
Wait, Andrew, absolutely. Did you just say red peppers? You mean like red bell peppers, like sliced up?
Yeah, I was like completely like,
instead
of cake? When my kids were little. Yes, yes, sorry, I did.
No,
I did.
Listen.
I know, it's crazy.
No,
I know.
Listen, Lila teases me because first and second birthday, I gave her a birthday banana, which was a banana with a candle in it. By her third birthday, my friend made an almond flour cake, a very low sugar, delicious. By the fourth birthday, I think we actually just had like a cake made from Whole Foods or another bakery that at least didn't have artificials. And then we've kept up with that. But I love that with the red peppers. I'm like, did I understand you correctly? But
oh,
Julie,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, we do want our kids to eat less junk. So one thing, you know, is good. I like to have fruit options or nut options. What are some other things that we can do?
Sure. Well, there are several things we can do. And so first off, I recommend that parents kind of take stock of what's in their kitchen. So look through your refrigerator, look through your freezer, look through your pantry, and decide what are foods that you want to get rid of and can be replaced, and what are foods that you really kind of, they make your life easier. So, you know, make a list of all those foods, and you might decide that, for example, cooking a roast chicken can replace both a rotisserie chicken and lunch meats for school lunch. You may decide that it is easier just to simply pick up that organic cake mix and use that instead of actually doing everything from scratch. So it's a trade-off.
Another thing is
to find healthy substitutions. So there are so many amazing food blogs where you can find a recipe for basically anything you want to make. So, for example, Lara bars, they're not extremely processed, but I'd rather make them myself. So I do with my kids. Also, you know, decide that you want to make a homemade pizza instead of frozen pizza, or your own chicken nuggets instead of the box chicken nuggets, even if they are organic, non-GMO.
No, I think that's good. You know, one thing that I have found really helpful, and I'm not associated with them anyway, but I started getting Sunbasket. It's organic. I'm pretty sure everything's organic. They send you it's a meal kit. You can order from whether you want paleo, vegan, vegetarian, lean and clean, blah, blah, blah. It's great. And then they send you it. And, my cousin complains that the refrigerator is so packed, can't find anything. I'm like, yeah, but you come home every night to a really nice meal and things that I wouldn't think of making and things that my daughter likes that are different and that have beans and have more vegetables. And then those, if there's leftover, you can throw them in a thermos for lunch. And so I would suggest for people who don't have time to do all the shopping and all the measuring, it's so nice to have everything right there. I mean, there's HelloFresh, there's all different types of things, but I have to say I'm really liking Sunbasket. Have you tried that, Julie? Any of those services?
I have not, no.
Yeah, they're good. It's a good one. Yeah, because it's like, organic cilantro and organic rice and organic beans. And I mean, there's one thing I made that was so interesting, and I want to get this recipe. I thought, I'm not going to be able to eat this because it's dairy, but it was a vegan skordalia. I love, if you ever had skordalia, it's Greek, and it's garlic, and it's usually garlic. It's like a tzatziki almost. And this was made with lima beans, which was crazy, but it was pureed. And then it just had the same Greek amazing flavors. And it came with this little flatbread. I need the flatbread. But then it came with beets and grated carrots that you put on top. And then this other Greek dressing. And my husband's like, I had never had anything like this before. And I would never come up
with
that.
Where was this from?
So anyway, that's an idea too. It's called Sunbasket. We should see if they want to be a sponsor.
From the same place. Okay.
Some of the same place. Yeah, it's really
good.
Yeah, because lunch is such a pain in the rump, Julie, I have to say. So for a while, I told my daughter I don't want her buying school lunches. And then she'd come home and I said, let's try. I'll make a chicken and I'll make you a sandwich from the chicken. Or I did all these different things. And every single time she'd come home and she didn't eat it. She's like, I don't like it. I want what the kids are having. So I said, OK, I'll let you buy school lunch a couple days if you eat what I make. And so we're kind of coming to a balance. But it breaks my heart because I don't want her buying that crap at all. But I don't like I can't be there and shove the food in her face. I mean, Andrea's shaking. You understand, right? It's really tough.
Oh, I understand. It is very tough. And we're going to do a podcast around that because I think it's an important discussion to have.
Yeah, it's hard.
Absolutely.
What would you say to
school
that,
lunch,
Julie?
They're one of the biggest offenders. I'm actually a healthy school lunch advocate, and we're trying to change our lunch menu and get rid of what they call snack, which is basically Doritos and ice cream and ice pops and low-fat cookies that are served 10 minutes into their lunch period for these little guys in elementary school. And but you know what's interesting is what parents pack isn't really much better either. Most parents are bringing Nutella sandwiches and lunch meats. And so for my kids, again, I try to strike that balance because I don't want it to seem forbidden and then they go overboard later on in life. So there are occasions where they're allowed to purchase pizza on a Friday, But for the most part, we, my husband and I will make a big batch of lentil stew, and they'll take that to lunch most days
of the
week. Yeah,
that's what I need to do.
Or it'll be leftovers. Yeah.
Yeah, because the thing with Sunbasket is that you can order, like what I've been doing is you get enough for three or four or two or whatever, and I need to do is order more, and so I have some leftover, because lately we've just, for the most part, you know, they're not huge portions, so you just end up eating them all. But yeah, I used to do that. I used to make big, you know, pots of things, and then especially as it gets cold where we are, that's a really nice thing to do. You know, Julie, I'm curious, when did you first get interested in healthy living and healthy eating?
I've always had an interest in it. I went through ups and downs with my weight through the years. And as a kid, you know, I grew up in the 80s and we ate horrible. Yep. We ate Steak-ums and TV dinners and Pop-Tarts and all of that. I grew up on processed foods. And so later on in life, really, I became a spinning instructor, and then I became a health journalist, and I really got interested in everything health and nutrition. And then after I had my first daughter, I have an 8 and a 6-year-old. After I had her, I had received a cookbook on how to make your own baby food. And I was so excited to be able to give that to her, to give her fresh, whole foods, healthy food.
Right.
And so I made all of her baby food, my second daughter, all of her baby food. And I realized that we've kind of screwed up for our kids, you know. If we feed them those healthy, whole, fresh foods, they will accept it. And so it's become my passion.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I remember when Lila was 3 and she'd sit on my lap and I would make a huge salad with a little bit of brown rice and some type of like either black beans or pinto beans or kidney beans and a lot of guacamole that I would make and salsa. And we would just chow down. It was good. Now I don't eat rice as much, but I still like my beans. And it was great. She would eat anything. And it's funny, she used to try anything. And now the last few years, she's just gotten much pickier. And that's hard to deal with. Andrew, you're shaking your head. I mean, she'll still try stuff. And it's so funny. Mm-hmm. She'll do this thing where she's like, that's pretty good. And then I get excited. And a second later, she's like, nah, I really don't like that. I'm like, why did you just say it was good? You got me so excited. Like, takes a minute for her brain to go, actually, I don't like the texture of that or the flavor of that, you know?
So yeah, tough. Absolutely.
You know, Julie, maybe you could, you know, you're talking about you're a health journalist. You could tell everybody how we met, because Lisa, I met Julie in New York at a media event. And
oh,
so
neat.
Maybe give a background of what you do, because what you do is pretty cool.
Sure. So I am a health journalist for 2 of the leading newsstand consumer magazines, First for Women and Women's World magazine. And then I also provide content marketing services and copywriting services for the healthcare industry. So about 2.5 years ago, I was trying to shop around a book idea about this topic, about how to feed your kids healthy and that it can be done and why it needs to be done. And, you know, it wasn't the right timing. Maybe it will be in the future, but I decided to start a blog. And so I blog twice a week at julierevelant.com.
Very, that's cool. Great. Yeah, it is tough, but I think little steps too. I mean, if you try, and I know I'm sure everyone's heard this, but if you try to do everything at once, it could be overwhelming. So, you know, just try to add different foods, try to, you know, cook healthier meals, try to make big pots of stuff so they're more full, right? They don't have room. You know, my daughter comes home from school and she's immediately rummaging through the cupboards, where I tend to have a lot of the unjunk your junk food type snacks, you know, that Andrea recommends that I think are great. But all at the same time, once in a while, my daughter's like, Mom, I need something real. I'm like, okay, do you want some lentil soup, or how about, you know, some nuts? Or sometimes the nuts have dark chocolate on them, but they're still nuts. You know, I mean, I'd rather have
dark
that
chocolate's
than
okay
something else. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I get 70% dark chocolate almonds, which is pretty good.
It's really good. You know what I do is, my daughter, she is 14. She's in grade 9. And when she comes home, what I have a smoothie ready for her. So I get protein powder. Like, we love this hemp protein powder. And I put a banana in it, some fruits, and I keep it in the fridge. So when she comes home and she's ravenous, she literally grabs it and it satisfies her before dinner. Yeah, it's really easy. Idea. And you got the protein, which often they're lacking. Yeah, really easy to do. Right. And it's an easy thing to just kind of easy thing for me to do, because I often make it for myself anyways. Throw it into a blender and you're good to go.
Oh, that's
a great
really
idea.
Good.
Yeah, and the thing really with processed foods, too, is not all processed foods are bad. So there are a lot of processed foods that can make your life easier. So here, you know, we're talking about those salad kits, or canned salmon is a big one in my family. I use it a lot. And beans and lentils and, you know, frozen vegetables, they can all really help make your life easier, and they're not terrible to eat.
Yeah, and even like hummus and vegetables, right? That's a great after-school snack.
Definitely.
You can kind of like kids love to snack or love to dip. So anything that, you know, salsa or whatever it is that they can, their friends are coming over for play dates or whatever they're doing, that you can give them something a little bit on that healthier side, or some cheese, you know, some, if they eat dairy, some slices of cheeses or whatever. Like there is some good, like, and like you said, Julie, exactly. Not all processed foods are bad, depending what they're preserved with or what the ingredients are that being used, because a lot of them are organic. You know, they're still might be processed in some way, but they're still healthier for you. Because, you know, it's interesting, the world now that we live in, you know, as moms, many of us are working inside and outside the home. And there isn't just that much time to be able to, you know, cook everything from scratch. So having these healthier options is crucial for us and makes our lives so much easier.
Absolutely.
You know what I noticed too is there's a lot of different yogurts for people who are non-dairy. There's, you know, I heard there's almond milk yogurts. I heard that are good.
Yeah.
There's cashew milk yogurts.
Coconut
milk yogurt. So there are other things.
Yes,
and if they don't like them, maybe throw it in a smoothie, because they usually have, not only do they have the probiotics, but they also have the protein too, and some other things that are good for you as well. You know, it's good. It's it's good to mix and mash.
Mash too.
Yeah. I was about to say. Now, Julie, do you have any like go-to meals that you like to make, or snacks that you like to make for your family?
Sure. Well, we keep things really simple. I think one of the myths about healthy eating is that it has to be elaborate and complicated and you have to follow a recipe. So we stick to the basics. So usually Monday, and I know it sounds so boring, but every week we eat the same food. So Monday is usually salmon with a fresh vegetable and maybe quinoa. We do a lot of grass-fed beef, so either a meatloaf or meatballs. I do lentils. I'll do a lot of eggs. So frittata or quiche is so easy and quick, and my kids absolutely love it.
That's great.
So yeah, I mean, it's really kind of stick to the basics during the week. And then on the weekends, if I have some extra time, maybe I'll start, you know, trying a new recipe, or I bake bread, gluten-free bread for the week, so that we'll have those go-tos available.
And even like muffins, and, you know, like I do a lot of baking. I love baking too for my kids. So they come home and they have something, again, another snack that's healthy that they can grab, or they can reach for, that
you
don't feel bad.
Unless you have, right, nut sensitivities and stuff. It's amazing.
Yep.
I have nut sensitivities, so I have to suffer and watch everyone else eat it. But and then I cry in the corner. It's a hard life. No, it really stinks. Let me tell you, if I could change anything in my life, it would be my almond sensitivity, because, and nuts, all nuts actually. But if you aren't sensitive to nuts, wow, what a joy. There's so many cool things you can do. And it's such
like a quick
grabby
almond flour
kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. Well, as a matter of fact, I have some great dessert recipes in my book, Clean Eating Dirty Sex, Cookbook, Memoir, Healthy Lifestyle Guide. Not about dirty sex. It's just a play on words, that have a lot of great recipes. They're all flour free, except for the almond flour and coconut flour in some of the dessert recipes. So people should check it out. Go ahead, Julie.
That's great. No, I'm sorry for interrupting you. My daughter has food allergies, so she is allergic to certain tree nuts and hummus. So sesame is a big one. And so I find, like with a lot of the recipes, you can simply just swap in a different seed instead of the nuts. But some nuts she can eat, so we kind of pick and choose. But I do make a lot of like the energy balls, or again, the Larabars, or a lot of snacks that call for dates. It really makes like a nice sweet after-school snack.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Well, the time goes by so quickly. Julie, it's been so fun having you on. I love having these conversations. I know we have a lot of moms, a lot of busy moms. What mom isn't busy listening, and anything we can do. And again, not beat ourselves up. You know, like the other day,
I
got my
key.
Daughter a Twix bar, because I think she's had one once in her entire life. And I remember when I was 14, I used to love Twix bar. So I thought, you know what? It's not the end of the world. She'll have a Twix bar and then we'll have a healthy meal. And that, she knows, is a once in a while treat. But I have to tell you this, because she's so funny. She's like, you know, Mom, It's almost Halloween, so I should start eating more candy because I got to get my body ready. It's not really used to it. So I think you should get me a Twix bar every day. I'm like, yeah, right, Li. She's like, well, it was worth trying, you know.
That's really cute. Smart girl.
Julie, how do we find you, hun, online and all your great work?
Sure, julierevelant.com and as well as on social media.
That's amazing. Well, Julie, thank you so much for being on the show today. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. Like us on all social media at Naturally Savvy, at Andrea Donsky, at Health Media Gal One, and at Radio MD. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.